Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, and to God be all the glory. We thank God for our listening audience. We are your host, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and welcome to another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast in which we come together and study the all-sustaining Word of God. We would like to, again, just welcome you. We thank God for our listening audience. We thank God for our sponsors, which are Stephen and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries. We want to give a shout out as well to our covering and our Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. We thank God for each of you, and we give him all the glory and honor and praise. And we thank God for the opportunity, any time that we have, to be able to bring the Word of God and uplift the name of the Lord. We're going to go ahead and get started in tonight's broadcast by going to the throne of grace. I have my husband, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, in the studio, and thank God for him. And I'm going to ask if he will go ahead and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this glorious day, Father. Thank you for the time for rejoicing, and thank you for your blessing on this day, Father, Lord. We thank God for your Holy Word, your Holy Spirit on this hour, Father. Let thine will be done in our hearts and our mind and our spirit to receive the word of the living God, Father. We praise you.
Lord.
We thank you for such a time as this to give honor unto you, Father, that we may be receptive of the word of God. For your word work in our life, for your manifestation of your power to work great work in our life and in the ministry, Lord, you have given to us, Lord. We thank you so much for your people on this hour, Father.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Your people, keep them, God, direct
yes,
their path, Father, Lord. Pray, Lord, you speak blessing upon them, Lord. Keep them strengthening them in your comfort or your word and your spirit, Father. Let
yes.
your will be done this day to your honor, to your glory, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God, and I just ask as the Lord has laid this message on my heart and my spirit tonight, that it will be none of me, but all of Almighty God, all of His Spirit, and that, Lord, I pray that Your Spirit will just go forth and touch the hearts and minds of Your people and those that are listening, Father God, that they will not just be hearers of the word, but doers only. Doers also, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and that they will be able to go forth and take this message, let it be able to just saturate their hearts and their minds and their spirits, and that they will go forth and make a difference for the kingdom of God here in this earth. And we give you, Lord, all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Well, the title of the message that the Lord laid on my heart tonight is entitled, Keep the Temple by Guarding Your Gates. Keep the temple by guarding your gates. And the scripture text for tonight is 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. So I'm going to give everybody a moment and an opportunity to turn there. The book of the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And it reads, do you not know that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, who you have received from God? You are not your own. You are not your own. And I'm also going to read this from the King James Version as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, and King James Version reads, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. And I'm going to go all on into verse 20, which says, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Praise God. Praise God. Those are the foundational scriptures for the message. Keep the temple. And as you know, I'm talking now about the temple, which is your body, which contains and is the house, if you are a child of God, of the Holy Spirit. Keep the temple by guarding your gates. And your gates are those things that are the entrance areas to your temple, which is your body, which houses the Holy Spirit. So I'm talking now about your gates, which are your eye gates. We're going to talk about three gates tonight: your eye gate, your ear gate, and your mind. Keeping the temple by guarding your gate. Let's talk about guarding your eye gate. Guarding your eye gate. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. We're just going to go and a bit and study God's word tonight. I'm going to do more teaching. Sometimes we have to be mindful to not just preach, but we also have to be able to teach the word of God.
Yes.
As we go through and study God's word, the word scriptures tell us to study to show thyself approved. We have to be able to study, and especially it is more so important even in this day and time, because you have to know the word of God for yourself.
Yes.
Know the word of God for yourself. Let's go to Matthew 6, again, verses 22 and 23. And it reads, we're talking about guarding your eye gates now, guarding your eye gates. The lamp, this is King James Version, the lamp of the body is the eye. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Let's break this scripture down. The word of God tells us that the eye is the lamp of the body. Be careful, men and women of God. Be careful, men and women, what you allow your eye to see. There's so much out there that tries to draw us in this day and time. We have to be very careful of what we put before our eyes, because our eyes also are the windows, our eye gate, that will be able to, it, whatever you look upon, you are then drawing that into your eyes and into your spirit. If you sit and you watch all types of X-rated and R-rated movies, you are drawing those things from the movies into your spirit. You have to be careful what you put your eyes before. If you put your eyes and what comes before your eyes is contrary to what is in the Word of God, as the Word tells us, whatever that you fill your body with, if you have that which is that is of God and of light, then your whole body will be filled of light, full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, if you sit up and read things that are contrary to the Word of God, if you read things that are those things that are profane, if you read those things that are unholy, if you watch and see those types of programs that are unholy, then your whole body will be full of darkness. And how great is that darkness? I'm not telling you what Pastor Cox, I'm telling you what the Word of God teaches. Be mindful to guard your eye gate. Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. We're still talking about guarding your eye gate. And 1 John, the scripture tells us, do not love the world or anything in the world. Yeah. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Comes not from the Father, but this comes from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. 1 John 2, 15 through 17. Pastor Jay, do you have that in the King James Version? Would you read that for me, please?
1 John 2, 15 through 17?
Yes.
Yes. Love not the world.
Love not the world.
Neither the things that are in the world.
That's right.
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Mm-hmm.
16. For all that is in the world.
Mm-hmm. Is what?
For all that is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The lust of the flesh.
The lust of the flesh.
The lust of the eyes.
The lust of the eyes.
And the pride of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
It's not of the Father.
That's right.
But it's of the world.
Amen.
17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen. Amen. So So we have to be mindful of those things, even though we are in the world.
Uh-huh.
Scripture teaches that we are not of the world.
Yeah.
It says, do not love the world or anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be mindful for everything in the world because we are in this sinful flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to be able to give your life over to Jesus Christ so that he can, through the word of God and the washing of the word and salvation in Jesus Christ, your life can be changed.
Yeah.
Because if you do not, then everything in the world, including you, will be caught up in the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. This comes not from the Father, but it comes from the world.
Yeah.
Be mindful of what you allow your eyes to see, men and women. Be mindful of what you allow your eyes to see, saints of God. Don't let anyone come to you and tell you that it's okay. It doesn't matter for you to be able to look at that which is ungodly and unholy and to see and constantly feed your eyes with those things that are unholy.
Yes.
The word in scripture tells us that if you allow for this, then you are allowing for the darkness of this world to enter in through your eye gate. And if you allow for the darkness of this world to enter into your eye gate, it is unhealthy, it is unholy, and your body will be filled with darkness. But again, keep in mind what the scripture teaches about your body and who dwells on the inside of you if you are a child of the Most High God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And being that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, then you have to be mindful of what you allow in that temple so that the Holy Spirit is not grieved. Let's talk about guarding your ear gate. Guarding your ear gate. We know we have to guard our eye gate. We have to guard our ear gate.
Uh-huh.
Turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Mark 4, verse 24. We're talking about keep being the temple
uh-huh.
by guarding your gates tonight. Oh, that is so important.
Yeah.
You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. If you have given your life to Christ, it dwells on the He, not it. Let me correct myself. He dwells. He, the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God, dwells on the inside of you. Mark verses 4, Mark 4, verse 24 says, consider carefully what? What you hear, he continued, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you even more. Be careful,
mm-hmm.
it's Mark 4:24 tells us, of what you hear.
Yeah.
Well, how does that pertain to me today? I'm glad you asked. You need to be careful of what you hear, even coming in from the media, coming in from television,
yeah.
coming in from sources of music. Be careful of what you hear. People, men and women of God, men and women, the enemy is very shrewd. Satan is going around the world
mm-hmm.
seeking whom he may devour, and he is very, very shrewd. You have to be able to be mindful of the devices of the evil one. And he tries to enter in
mm-hmm.
through the media, through music,
yeah.
all types of ungodly lyrics, all types of profane lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
There are lyrics and songs out there that now degrade women. They call women all types of profane names in these songs. There are songs out there that glorify suicide. And not only do you have to be mindful of what you hear, you also need men and women.
Yes.
Saints of God, the enemy is after your seed, which is your children. You have to be mindful of what you allow to come in your household. Don't be afraid to go to your teenager and take their headset and take their telephone and listen to what they are listening to. Don't be so comfortable in allowing your youth, your teen, your child to sit in their rooms for hours on end and not check what they're watching on television, not check what they're listening to. And then you wonder, well, why is my child behaving in this manner? Why is my child acting out of character? Are you taking the time as the parent and actually going and checking to see what your child is listening to? You are responsible for the gait of your children. You're responsible for their eye gates of what they see. You're responsible for their ear gates of what they hear. You're responsible for what is coming into your home, what's coming in your children are digesting. And I'm not just talking about what they're eating, what they are spiritually digesting on a daily basis. Guard their gates. Guard their gates. Be careful of what you hear. Be careful of what you allow your children to hear. Be careful of who you allow to speak into your life. Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Be careful of what you hear. Everybody is not supposed to speak into your life. Everybody is not for you. You have those that will bring what they call a word and say, okay, I know the Lord told me to tell you this. Well, if it is contrary to the word of God, or if it is contrary to what God has already told you, then you are to dismiss it. You are not to listen. You are not to adhere to it. Because, as I said again, the enemy is shrewd.
Yeah.
He is shrewd. If it does not, what someone brings you does not conform with and line up with the word of God, it is not a, if it is not a confirmation of what God has already told you, then you are not to listen to it. You are not to adhere to it. Guard your ear gate. Guard your ear gate. 1 John 4:1-21, and I won't read all of it, but it tells us, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Come on now. Don't believe every spirit, but it says test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Who is speaking into your life? Who are you listening to? Who are you hearing? For many false prophets have gone out into the world, but this you know, the Spirit of God. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus Christ is not from God.
Amen.
This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now, hello, is already here in the earth. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you, who is in you? We're talking about the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. However, you are of God, and little children that are of God, those that are born again believers in Jesus Christ, the word tells us that you should know your father's voice. That is why it is so important to get into the study of God's word, so you would be able to know the voice of your heavenly father. The voice of the heavenly father will speak to you in a still, soft voice. you just to take a moment, and I want you to take just a moment and review the thoughts that you've had today. Sit back and think about from the time that you woke up this morning until right here, right now, and think about the thoughts that you've had this day. What have you been thinking about? Guard your mind. Mind your mindset. Did you know that we have between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts per day? This means that between 35 and 48 thoughts occur every minute per person. This steady flow of thinking, that what flows from our thoughts, and God guides our feelings and it guides our emotions. The word of God in Proverbs 23:7 tells us, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I will ask you again, children of the Most High God, listeners of Season of Purpose broadcast, what are you thinking about? What have you been thinking about? Medical research there at the University of Maryland showed how that our internal thoughts and our external communication and dialogue significantly affects our health. Let me say that again. Did you know that your internal thoughts and the external dialogue, the communication that you have on the outside of your body, and the thoughts that you have on the inside of your body, both actually have an effect on your overall health? Did you know that, according to scientific research, 80% of the thoughts that we think, according to what the research has indicated, are negative? Oh, my goodness. 80%. That means that only 20% are thoughts that are positive. Well, we've got to, as children of the Most High God, I'd rather believe what the scripture tells us, that we have to transform ourselves. We need to be able to be transformed by what? The renewing of our mind. We have to allow the word of God. Let me correct that. We have to allow the word of God to transform us by the renewing of our mind. That's the only way that we can change this percentage, because in and of the world will have you just from the vicissitudes that you deal with and the activities that you find yourself involved in on a daily basis. The thought, those thoughts of negativity will try to seep in. You're driving down the road, somebody cuts in front of you, okay? Then the first thought is something negative. If someone, if things don't go your way, someone, you go to the bank and find out that, oh, my goodness, I have less money than I thought, the first thought is something negative. No, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to be thinking on those things that are of good report, things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are lovely, things that are of good report. Guard your mind and mind your mindset. Guard your mind and mind your mindset. Because if you change the way you think, then you can change your life. Your thinking guards your behaviors. Thinking guards and controls your behaviors. Proverbs 4:23 tells us to keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Above all, be careful of a translation state. Above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. Our thoughts are powerful. That's why you've heard that one of the greatest battlefields of Satan is the battlefield of the mind. He wants you to be able to think those things that are unholy. He wants to have so much going on in your life that and activities in your life that it prevents you, as I've said before, from studying and from delving into the Word of God. Because he knows that if you read the Word of God and you begin a daily diet in the Word of God, it is going to change the way you think. And if it changes the way you think, then it's the Word will also, those thoughts will become holy, which will also govern your actions and your behavior. What are you thinking? These studies that I talked about, it actually reveals that the quality of our existence rests on the quality of our thoughts. This is the connection that we call that which is mind, body, and spirit, a mind, body, and spirit connection.
Amen.
Our thoughts have to line up with the Word of God. Romans 12 and 2 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and what is acceptable and what is perfect. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, it tells us that we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion that raises itself up against the knowledge of God, and you are to take every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We're talking about your thoughts right now. The Word of God in Isaiah 26 tells us he will keep you in perfect peace.
Yeah.
Whose what? Whose mind is stayed on him.
Yeah.
You got to keep your mind, saints, stayed on the things of God. You got to keep your mind on the Word of God. That's why, again, and you've heard me mention it many times before, the scripture that teaches us that we are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We are to be anxious for nothing, according to Philippians 4, 6 and 8, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes, and the what? And the peace of God. You want peace? You've got to renew your mind in the Word of God. And that's the only way that you will be able to have peace. If you keep your mind stayed on God, on him, he will keep you in what? He's going to keep you in perfect peace.
Amen.
That's the Word of God. Submit yourselves, therefore, then to God and resist the devil. And guess what he's got to do?
Amen.
He's got to flee from you. James 4, and submit yourself to, therefore, to Almighty God and resist the devil.
Yes.
You have the ability to resist the devil. Jesus Christ himself was challenged by Satan. He was tempted by Satan. But in the temptation, Jesus Christ spoke the Word of God. And every time he defeated Satan by beginning his statement by three powerful words, and those three powerful words were, it is written. It is written. I can tell you of the power that is in the Word of God. You have this is a weapon of your warfare. As Pastor Jasper spoke last week, it is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. When you are going through those Corinthians 10:4, that the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but it is divine, but have divine power to destroy, to destroy those strongholds that Satan tries to bring into your life. We're talking about renewing your mind, minding your mindset by changing and allowing the word of God to change and to conform your mind to the standards and to God's holy word. So we got this to review, praise God. Guard your gates by guarding your eye gates, keeping the temple by guarding your gates, by guarding your eye gates, guarding your ear gates, and guarding your mind, minding your mindset. Don't allow the enemy to come in and cause you to think things that are contrary to the word of God. And when he does bring those things to your mind, because I promise you that he will, you are to defeat him standing firm on that which changes not. God says, I change not. His word changes not. You can stand firm on the word of God, knowing that no matter what occurs in your life, you are to go back to the all-sustaining. It is the word of God sustains, saints. The all sustaining, all powerful word of God, to be able to know that it is your weapon of warfare, it is your sword. And you can take this sword and use it to defeat the enemy.
Yes, amen.
Guard your eyes, guard your ears, and be mindful of your mindset.
Amen.
Praise God. I pray that this message has been a blessing to the hearers and grace to the hearers tonight.
Amen.
It may sound somewhat simplistic, but it is not always the easiest thing to do, because we tend to be people of habit. Not only also, the statistics also show that 80% of what we think, it's negative, but it also said that 98% of what we think is repetitive, meaning that we've had the same thought before. If something occurs that someone may have did something to you that is offensive, the enemy will try to cause you to replay the tape of that offense over and over and over and over again.
Amen.
And that is the way that the enemy uses to cause footholds and strongholds in your life. That's the way the enemy will use to cause roots of bitterness in your life.
Yes.
But again, he whose mind is stayed on the Lord, God will keep you in perfect peace. So mind what you are thinking. Be mindful of what you are thinking.
Yeah.
I thank God for the word.
Yeah.
I thank God for his holy word, because it addresses every issue,
mm-hmm.
every situation, every circumstance that you have in your life.
Amen.
You can find a reference to whatever you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And you can find the solution to whatever you're dealing with in the word of God.
Amen.
It is all sustaining, and it sustains in every season
yes.
of your life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. To God be all the glory.
Yes.
Pastor Jay?
Yes, we give honor and glory to God for Pastor Cox for that powerful, powerful word. Amen.
Amen.
Mind your mindset that each and every day, not just start from today or one day at a time, each and every day we have to pray and ask God to guide our mindset, guide our gates of our eyes, our ears, and our mind, because the enemy tries to attack those things in your mind. your eyes and ears is what we put into it. Amen.
Amen.
So the word of God is true right by itself. Amen. The word of God teaches us to walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
The word of God teaches us to as well to mind those things. He teaches us to walk in the spirit. You may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the flesh and the spirit war against one another.
Yeah.
But God said, walk in the spirit in Galatians 5:16-17 said, walk in the spirit of God. Walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
God tells us what we need to do. Keep it on, the whole honor of God on at all time. And he tells us to walk in the spirit of God and not fulfill the things of the flesh. Amen. He tells us to use the word is powerful. According to Hebrews 4:12, we're talking about for the word of God is quick and powerful. It's always powerful. It never loses power. It's like Jesus, like the blood will lose power. The word of God never loses power. It's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen.
Amen.
So the powerful word of God, when Jesus used to defeat the enemy, and we do the same thing to defeat the enemy. What God said in his word, death out, screen, death out tool to you to keep the enemy at bay, to defeat the enemy. And keep us in perfect peace. Who mind, you stay on thee, stay on God, stay on the word of God. Amen. God give us spiritual tools to use. Enemy is already defeated. Keep him defeated. Keep him down at your feet. Amen. Keep him down at your feet. For the word of God is true to the end. Never changes. Stay the same. Amen. From Monday to Saturday to Sunday, the word of God do not change. From time to time, he stays the same all the time. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The scripture, Philippians 4:6-8, it just wraps up this entire message.
Yes.
And which, again, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
By everything, not something, by everything in your life, in your mind, your thoughts.
Everything.
Everything.
Amen. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Hold on. God give us an answer. By what? By prayer.
Prayer.
And supplication.
Amen.
I can do that. You can do that.
Yes. With thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God.
Yes.
And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding.
What? Huh. The peace of God would do what?
Which surpasses all understanding.
No matter who understands it, go over there. God understands it, supersize that. God understands it, supersedes all of that.
Yes.
He's risen above all of that. Amen.
It even supersedes our own understanding.
What?
Your understanding, my understanding. It says, which surpasses all understanding. Yes, it does.
Me and you, everybody else.
And that peace will guard your heart and your mind.
My God.
In Christ Jesus.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
And then it tells us that finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true.
What?
Whatsoever things are honorable.
Come on, saints.
Whatsoever things are just.
Are you kidding me?
Whatsoever things are pure.
What?
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Lovely.
And whatsoever things are of good report.
A good report, not bad
report. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, then you are to think about these things.
These things
that we should be thinking about.
In my mind and our thought, to purify through the word of God.
Amen.
Through our thought. God gives you the answer. He gives me the answer. He gives you the answer through the word of God.
Yes, he does.
The same word that Jesus used to defeat the enemy is the same word we have today from Genesis to Revelation. It changes not. It's still powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the blood is powerful. Ain't changed not. The word of God, God gives all the keys you need now. The word of God is still powerful until Jesus comes.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't change.
Amen. So I asked the question earlier. What were you, what have you been thinking about over this day?
Today.
And now that you have heard this word that the Spirit of God has spoken, then you are charged with, held accountable to, go forth and make a decision and make a change in your life.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, tomorrow, as you begin your day and the thoughts begin to come, let this message come back to your remembrance and change that percentage from that 80% of negative thinking to that 98%+ of thinking those things which are holy and support.
And let God take care and break down all those strongholds. Get on to Him.
Amen.
Pray care for you. Get all
Amen.
Those strongholds that you call strong in your life and my life. Give them to God.
Amen.
And God will break down all those strongholds by His word, by His spirit.
Amen.
He's already defeated.
Amen.
Amen. Let
Amen.
God break it down and destroy it.
The enemy is already defeated. In the
destroy
name of
yoke
Jesus.
Of bondage. Amen.
Yes.
Give you a clear breakthrough.
Yes.
Amen. A clear breakthrough.
Amen.
And you can analyze.
Amen.
You can see it for yourself.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Amen.
Let God bring you out.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight. If there's anyone that has a comment, if there's anyone that has a question or a concern, if you have a prayer request, this is the time. If this message has had any meaning to you, go ahead and begin to share with our audience. If there's a testimony that you'd like to share, this is your opportunity. Simply go ahead and unmute your phone, and I will call the last four digits of your telephone number, and you will be dispatched live into our studio audience. Praise God.
Amen, amen. What a word, what a word.
Amen, amen.
God be the glory.
Make sure that you are guarding, keeping the temple by guarding your gates.
Amen.
Your eyes, your ears,
give that testimony,
your mind.
Give that testimony to God. Be great.
Praise God.
Give that
Praise
testimony
God.
To the Lord.
Amen.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Amen.
Some else might need that testimony you have.
Yes.
Encourage them. Amen.
Don't be reluctant to share the goodness of God. Don't be reluctant to share
yes.
how the word of God has changed your life.
I give you a breakthrough in life. This one, share that breakthrough that God has given to you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Blessing to someone else. Amen.
Praise God. The word of God tells us
mm-hmm.
that others are won by the word of our
testimony.
Others are
Your
won.
Your testimony, my testimony.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
That's important.
By the word of our testimony.
Yes.
Do we have anyone that will care that cares to share the goodness of God in their life?
A prayer request.
Or if you have a prayer request,
Amen.
We would be happy to be able to pray with you. Praise God. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, God is good right by himself. Amen.
Amen.
The word,
Amen.
The word truly is, hell and earth may pass away, but my word
shall never fail.
Shall never fail, shall never pass away. There's no failure in the woman of God. There's no failure in God.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
There's no failure in God.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Never failed.
No, he does not.
Amen.
No, he does not.
The word
not.
Of God is true to the end. Throughout the test of time, the word of God is true to the very end and back again.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We just thank God. We haven't had anyone to say tonight that they would like to be dispatched in or care to share a testimony.
Amen.
But we thank God for each of you, and we thank God
yes.
for his presence, and we thank God
Amen.
For the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, and there is power in his word. The word tells us that as God's word goes forth,
yes.
that it does not return void,
Never return
but
void.
It does accomplish that for which has been sent and which has been purposed. We give God all the glory, and we give him all the praise and all the honor and thanksgiving for his word.
This is a generational word as well. I mean, my grandparents were sharing that word in our life. We didn't understand the full meaning of it, but they were sharing that testimony, sharing that life to us, to give us life through Christ, hoping, and praying, and knowing what the train of child away should go.
Amen. Yeah. And when he is old, what?
He should not depart from it.
He will not depart from it. We have one that has a desire to be able to speak, and I'm going to that caller, your phone number ends 4984. Go ahead and unmute your phone, and you are now live into our studio audience. Go ahead, caller. Hello, praise God, caller. Unmute your phone. Unmute your phone whose number ends 4984. Praise God. You are live into the studio.
Hello.
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 We can hear you. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm calling in to ask for a prayer request for Pastor Ann Dawson. Her husband has passed, so I'm asking for prayer for her and her entire family. And I thank God
Amen.
For the powerful word that was preached tonight, that God would bless y'all, continue to bring the word forth, for we need
Amen.
That word in the times like these. Thank you.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank
my
you.
Sister.
Thank you.
God to
bless.
God be the glory, and we will certainly be in prayer for Pastor Ann Dawson
yes,
and
will.
Her family as we go ahead and get ready to close out. Are there any other prayer requests tonight? Any other prayer requests? Praise God. We thank God for the opportunity to share his word.
Amen. Amen.
There's a lot that goes on and is going on in the world that we need to constantly be in prayer for. The Lord calls us to be in prayer for those that are in political positions, and he asks us to pray for even our community and those that are around us, to pray for our nation, to pray for the USA, to pray for Israel,
yes.
to be in prayer, of course, for our immediate family. You should never send your children out without a prayer covering.
Amen.
You should always take time, even before they go to school and before they go out, to take time
yes.
to pray over them.
Very
husbands
good.
And wives,
yes.
it is so important that they take the
pray
time to pray for one another and
Amen.
Pray together. There is power in touching and agreeing. The word of God tells us that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. You are 10,000 times more powerful together than you are apart. So if you are married and husbands and wives, come together to learn to pray together. That is so very much and vitally important.
Can't be done.
We're going to go ahead as we begin to close out and go before the throne of God in prayer with this prayer request that has come, and also too joining into prayer across the airwaves of those that are signed in and the families that are represented. And I'm going to ask if everyone would just take the time to bow your heads as we go to the throne of grace in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Father.
Yes.
Oh, yes, thank you so much, Lord, for your presence with us always, Lord. Thank you that you are a great God, that
yes.
you are a mighty God, that you are omnipotent and all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you tell us to just cast our care upon you,
yes.
for you careth for us, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
That there is nothing, Father God, that is impossible for you to do, because with God all things are possible. Your word tells us where there are two or more gathered together in your name, Father, there you are in the midst, Lord God. And where there are two gathered together, touching and agreeing upon anything, that it shall be done. So, Lord God, we lift up Pastor Ann Dawson and her family to you right now, Lord God, in the name of
Jesus,
in the midst of their loss of their loved ones. We pray, Lord God, that you just fulfill that void and let them know, Heavenly Father, that they can turn to you with every issue and every concern, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you are a healer of broken hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for going into that family, Lord God, and that if there is any that don't know you as Lord and Savior of their life, Heavenly Father, that today will be their day of salvation, Lord God. I lift up every person, Lord God, that is signed into this Seasons of Purpose broadcast right now, Lord. I pray that you meet every need, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You know what their individual needs are, Lord. You know what their needs are collectively, Heavenly Father, in the name of
Jesus.
We speak restoration. We speak deliverance, Heavenly Father. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. Healing physically, Lord God. Healing spiritually, Lord God. Healing mentally, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you, and you have no place, no dominion, and no authority. We speak peace according to the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right now,
according to his holy word.
Yes.
We speak peace to every household.
Yes.
We speak the love of God abiding in every household. We speak, Lord God, unity in every household in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know who we are in you, Father God. We stand on your word, Lord, knowing that we are more than conquerors through him who loves us, that greater is he that is on the inside of us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Lord God, that we're above and not beneath, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're blessed coming in and blessed going out, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your word, Heavenly Father, that your word says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never fail, Father. We give you all the praise, Lord, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we will be certain to give you all the praise, and we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God again for those of you that have signed in tonight.
Yes.
If you would like to join us in the Atlanta area, you can join us in worship at 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia, at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. If you'd like to connect with us, you may connect by mail at Post Office Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. We pray, and our website is seasonsofpurposeinternational@yahoo.com.
Amen.
To God be all the glory, and good night, and be blessed.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name,
yes,
Father.
Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is there.